You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with three legends in the world of jazz. Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, J.J. Johnson on trombone, and Lionel Hampton on vibes. And they're going to play for us a composition written by Mitchell Parrish and Hoagy Carmichael. This is Stardust.
Thank you.
That was music from Coleman Hawkins, J.J. Johnson, and Lionel Hampton on the beautiful Stardust. I'm going to listen now to some live music, a recording that will be coming out sometime during the month of February. It's by pianist David Zoffer and guitarist Adam Larrabee, and the album is entitled Courage in Closeness, Live in Boston. It was recorded in 1999 at the New England Conservatory in Boston, Massachusetts. And we're going to listen to a track that was dedicated to David's father. It's entitled For JMZ. Now, David Zoffer grew up listening to Gene Harris and Errol Garner with his dad performing jazz in Pittsburgh clubs and also playing Led Zeppelin and Santana with his brother. Now, Larrabee grew up listening to David Grisman and the Allman Brothers playing bluegrass with his dad and performing classic rock in clubs with his stepfather. Now, today, the duo share their eclectic passion for performing and composition with the students at the New England Conservatory, where they are both on faculty. These two have been playing together for a little over 10 years now, and we'll give them a listen. And then after that, we'll listen to Swedish trumpet player Jan Allen with his rendition of Sonny Rollins' composition, Vals Hot. Thank you. was Jan Allen on trumpet, Bengt Hallberg on piano, and George Vardell on bass. And we just listened to Sonny Rollins' composition, Vals Hot. And before that, David Zoffer and Adam Larrabee from their new album, Courage and Closeness, recorded in 1999, and we heard for JMZ. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Dave Douglas has a new album out. It's entitled The Infinite, and it's dedicated to one of the great trumpet players in jazz, Miles Davis. Uri Kane is on keyboards, and Clarence Penn is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition. This one's called Crazy Games. Thank you. one of the most respected jazz pianists on the European jazz scene. That was Lars Jansson with Lars Danielsson on bass and Anders Hjelberg on drums. And we just heard New Blues, and that's taken from the album Witnessing from the Lars Jansson Trio. And before that, a great, great new recording from Dave Douglas. It's entitled The Infinite, a tribute to Miles Davis. And we just heard Crazy Games. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition. And we're going to continue with some new music from Tony Bennett and Katie Lang. This is the title track from their latest on Columbia. And it's a composition that Louis Armstrong made very, very famous. Here's What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do?
They're really saying, I love you.
I hear babies cry.
I watch them grow.
They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Do you think Satchmo was right?
What a wonderful world.
You were right, Pops.
That was the American Saxophone Quartet featuring Paquito de Rivera, and we just heard Quasi an Arabesque, taken from the album The Commission Project, and that's released on the Sounds of Sound label. And before that, Tony Bennett with Katie Lang and What a Wonderful World, and a tip of the hat to Louis Armstrong on that one from Tony Bennett. Here's some music from Spyro Gyra from their album Original Cinema. This is Cape Town Love. Thank you. That was Charlie Hayden from his brand new album, American Dreams, and we just heard the title track. This is his latest release on the Verve label. And before that, we heard Spyro Gyra from Original Cinema and Cape Town Love. It's one of those tracks that gets you up and dancing and makes you feel good. And of course, that's been the history of this band that's been around for well over 25 years. And they're still recording. And recording quite a bit, actually. They tend to release at least one or two albums a year. We're going to listen now to some Buddy Rich, and this is a composition of Ray Noble's called Cherokee. Buddy calls it Buddy's Cherokee, but before we get to that, here's some new music from Natalie Cole with I Told You So.
Straight from the horse's mouth, they're saying on the grapevine that he's heading north and you're going south. I hate to say it, but I told you so. Before the curtain fell, I told you so. I've known for a long time it couldn't last. Now you're just a memory in his long and distant past. How can you tell someone who is starry-eyed? Her Dr. Jekyll's really Mr. Hyde. I know, I've seen it all before. I loved him once, but that was long ago. Wouldn't have to say that I told you so. But he's losing interest, and you feel like a bore. Then one day you wake inside to hear a closing door. How can you tell someone who is mystified that vintage champagne's really cyanide? I know, I've seen it all before. I loved him once, but now the scars don't show. Thank you.
from 1977. That was Buddy Rich with Lionel Hampton, and they were doing their own battle there, trading fours back and forth during that piece. Buddy's Cherokee, and before that, Natalie Cole with I Told You So. Steve Turry is a musician who's been around for quite a number of years, and he has a new one out on the Telarc label. It's entitled 1-4-J, and we're going to listen to the title track. And then we're going to visit Jan Allen again from his album Trio con Tromba and his version of Poor Butterfly.
Thank you.
That was music from Jan Allen, trumpet player from Sweden, and Poor Butterfly. And before that, we heard Steve Turi from his new album, One for Jay, and we just listened to the title track. CHUO-FM is a station that you're dialed into at the moment. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition. We're streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm and broadcasting here each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m. Cassandra Wilson's last album, Belly of the Sun, was very interesting, to say the least, and we're going to listen to a cut from that album. But before we get to it, I have some exciting news for those of you out there who love the music of vocalist Cookie Coleman. She has a brand new live album out, recorded at the Dakota Grill in St. Paul, Minnesota. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping to feature some of the music from this excellent artist from Minnesota, who's been often on the on and off of the jazz scene for a little over a year or two. But she's back with a vengeance this time, and it's a beautifully recorded album. Some of the tracks were sampled on the internet, and if you had a chance to check them out, you go to cococompany.com. That's her brand new website, cococompany.com, and you can actually listen to some of the tracks from her new album on there. But I will be featuring them full length over the next couple of weeks. Here's Cassandra Wilson from Belly of the Sun and Justice.
A bottle of justice, I'll take that bottle of justice. I hear it sets you free. You can be just who you want to be. I think I'll have some of that. Now wrap it up real nice for me, please. Pass me a slice of opportunity. I'll have that slice of opportunity. I hear it fills you up, makes you shine just like summer buttercups. Summer buttercups. I think I'll have some of that. Wrap it up real nice. I could act as if I just don't care. Some of that could take me anyway. In a universe that's still unknown, I'd be home. Some of that is all I'm asking for. Some of that, nothing more. Some of that is all nobody needs to be free. To be free. Woo! Thank you.
box of reparation. I'll take that box of reparation. No, not the little one. I want the big one that matches my scars. It's such a pretty thing, something I've needed since I came here from afar, so very far. I think I'll have some of that. Yeah, wrap it up real nice for me. You know I need it.
here's a good example of early Miles Davis from 1947 when he was recording for the Savoy label. Charlie Parker is on sax on that one, and we just heard Bird of Paradise. Now, this is a brand new series from Savoy Records called Timeless, and this album is entitled Timeless Miles Davis, featuring some of the great music that he recorded for Savoy just before breaking through to Columbia in the 1950s. Cassandra Wilson before that from her excellent album Belly of the Sun and Justice. Now, there's a woman with a deep, rich voice and a projection, a way of projecting a lyric that's quite unique. Well, here's another musician who, in my book, is quite unique and has been on the jazz scene for a number of years, and fortunately, he's still with us, Johnny Griffin, and here he is with All Through the Night. Thank you. from 1988. That was Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Michael Weiss on piano, Kenny Washington on drums, and Dennis Irwin on bass. And we just heard All Through the Night. We're going to go back now to some more music from David Zoffer and Adam Larrabee from their brand new live album entitled Courage in Closeness. Now, Paul Blais had this to say about this amazing duo. In fact, this duo is one of the best duos that Paul Blais has ever heard. And drummer Bob Moses, in terms of musicianship and interplay, went so far as to say that it reminded him of the masterful Bill Evans and Jim Hall duets. And that's high praise indeed coming from Bob Moses. Well, let's listen to how they handle a Scott Joplin composition entitled Solace. Now, this one is arranged by David Zoffer, and again featuring Adam Larrabee on guitar and David Zoffer on piano. Thank you. Well, we just heard some music from Stefan Grappelli, some live music, and Honeysuckle Rose. And before that, organist Bill Doggett with Pots a Cookin'. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.